may have enough time in our second hour to talk about a certain man from Massachusetts opening up his big mouth in Florida in front of people who paid $50,000 just to eat off a plate. And then admitted late last night in Los Angeles, yeah, I said it. Yeah, John Sally, he really said, yeah, I said it. I could have been more elegant at saying it, but yeah, I said it. But our first guest has nothing to do with Canada Tuesday. He just happens to be a guest here in our great city. He's going to be a part of the third annual Y Achievers program tonight with our YMCA, particularly our urban mission of the YMCA. He is a native of Brooklyn, New York. He played basketball for Georgia Tech under one of the great legendary, I'm reading this stuff now, Bobby Cremins. Then John Sally went on to play 15 years for the NBA, has three different rings. Rings from the Bad Boys of Detroit, rings from Chicago and Michael, and rings from Showtime. That's the Lakers, in case you don't know. Everybody knows what Showtime is.
It used to be
Showtime. Used to be Showtime. They're coming back. Just like our Colts.
Just like the Bulls used to have Michael.
Yeah. Okay. They're coming back. I got faith on y'all. He's been in more movies. All the Bad Boys. Eddie. He stole it from Whoopi and them and Eddie. Every time it comes on cable, my whole household has to stop and watch. Eddie, don't ask. He once worked in the Radio 1 family at the late lamented The Beat out in L.A. There's a book in there somewhere, John Sally.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm going to let you write it. I'm going to write the book for here. I'm going to write the book for here. You write the book for The Beat in L.A. He's been on VH1's Basketball Wives as the referee.
That's one way of putting it.
is that one way of putting it? He served 7 years as the co-host of the Emmy-nominated, should have got a couple of Emmys out of that, the best peep sports show, period, on Fox Sports Net. He has his own production company so that he controls his own destiny. He even is an entrepreneur because he's a vegan, y'all.
Vegan.
That means when it's barbecue time, he has the salad.
No.
No?
No, I do barbecues.
How you do barbecue and you're vegan?
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait. You know,
that was John Sally. First of all, welcome.
Welcome, and thank you very much. And let me tell you something. At first, I said I wasn't doing the show because they had me doing television from 6 to 9, and I thought no one was going to see me. And then they said I was going on at 1, and I forgot to, you know, I didn't know you were radio. I thought you were midday television, and no one watches midday television. So I was like, why are you putting me on these shows that don't come on? Until my friend Robin White told me, oh, you going on Amos. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. So I went and did my research.
Uh-oh.
And I love your attitude, your candor.
Oh, thank you.
And since this is Candidate Tuesday, you being so candid on Candidate Tuesday, which is one way, except for the fact that we know you're a Democrat by calling the opponent Big Mouth. So
yeah. But we're going to be nice to the Republicans that are here.
How is that possible?
When I invite you in my house,
right?
You don't beat up nobody when you invite them over to the house.
You talk about them when they leave.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered how you did it.
Yeah, but we're very gracious.
Yes, very gracious.
If Brother Romney were here, we'd be nice because I'm curious. I want to know how we can put 12 million people back to work.
Romney ain't got no brother. Have you watched his cabinet? No, I'm just joking. I just want to say, everybody, tonight you can come to the gala tonight. And watch one of these young, beautiful children of African descent win a scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Well-deserved. Kept their GPA up, made sure they did things in the community. It starts at 6:30. Tickets are $65. That is less than a bottle of Patron. Just thought I'd say that to you rappers.
Yeah.
And come out and support. You know, Tangela right here to my left, who's not going to speak, but literally we were thinking of other ways of raising money. Because I thought the money was so low, and then we went to a place, and they're raising money to save a dog who had been burnt really poorly.
Right.
The vet society.
Yeah.
And I think we have something like 40 kids that can't get into college, and that dog is going to get more attention. Not saying it shouldn't, because the dog is wonderful, but stop talking about. And I say this because I can tell by your radio show what we have in front of us. Black people, stop talking about what we don't have and start feeding the things we do have.
And it's going to be at IUPUI. The IUPUI Campus Center, which is at the heart of Michigan Street and University Place on the IUPUI campus. Maybe some of those IUPUI basketballs. We got good. IUPUI is a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, then maybe they come over there and get pointers.
Really? And you was the first host of this.
Yeah, long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, long, so long this is the time. Third, right? And yeah. So I decided, they said, well, you got to stand up and be better than Amos. And I don't know how I can do it, but I'm going to try because I lost my afro with the jerry curl. You still have yours. So you knew better. You knew better to try that ointment in your hair.
I figure if Prince can bring his back, this is it's coming back.
Hey, man,
it's,
I wish I had an afro.
Let me ask you, what is vegan?
Vine?
Vegan vine.
Okay, first let me explain vegan. Vegan is what is a vegetarian. What happened is vegetarians are flesh eaters, the ones that eat fish and the ones that eat cheese. They're liars. But they own the word as vegetarian because it has cheese in it, which still is a product of a cow.
Right.
It has eggs in it, which is the menstrual cycle of a chicken.
Right.
And they eat fish, which is a dead animal.
Right.
So you're not a vegetarian if you're eating that. So I want to tell all you lying vegetarians out there, okay, that's like being a part-time lover. That's like saying, like those people who only want to be one thing or one way.
Right.
And so they gave me the word vegan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a vegetarian, truthful.
Right.
Vegan vine, as I found out, that they make wine with animal products.
Mm.
And I don't like dealing with things that had a touching of animal products, maybe dead ones.
Mm-hmm.
Egg whites,
ice
and glass is another word to say in the hooves of pigs and cows.
Mm.
They use, did I say egg whites?
Yeah.
They use egg whites. They also use casein, which is another way of saying whey, which is another way of saying milk.
Meat, yeah.
So they do that and it weighs it down. We use it the way it was supposed to be. We use clay that they use in France and Italy and that, right? And we also don't kill any of the insects inside that's trying to get to our grapes because we put a plant in between that the insects don't like the smell of them. So we keep them away by putting that plant there. So everything deserves to live and it's a really robust wine. I got Cabernet Sauvignon Blanc. I have reds and I have a Chardonnay now.
You were doing the thing, the game show on Reels Network.
I was doing my own show. It was called Game On with John Sally. It was a one-on-one talk show, very much like Miss Kathy Hughes, a little bit more entertaining. And I had only because it was me.
Yeah.
I think her show was great, and she spends more time doing what Barbara Walters used to do, but she got a better-looking woman than Kathy Hughes sitting there.
Yeah.
Just mine was a little bit more funny.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't as in-depth. I gave it I'm dealing with, you know, MTV mentality nowadays. So we're giving you two or three different people. She gives you one.
What projects you got in the pipeline?
Well, right now I'm up for my own late night talk show, which is a once a week show.
Okay.
And it's a mixture. It's called Party in John House. And just like you would see, I call them recognizable people. You guys call them celebrities. Recognizable people who just happen to be hanging around. And if I feel like playing pool, we do. If I feel like hearing a comedian, it's very much like Playboy After Dark.
Let me ask you, is African-Americans coming back to late night? You've got this project going. Arsenio is coming back in the fall of next year, as I understand it. Are we coming back to late night?
Well, this is the thing about Arsenio coming back. Arsenio, I first came in 5 years after Arsenio, and then they decided that they were going to go with a Negro more identifiable. So they picked Keenan, somebody who didn't want to talk to people. And then Magic said, I want a talk show without anybody telling them that you had to talk to do it. And they had those two in, and it kind of blew it out of the water. When Arsenio went on The Apprentice, he got his feet wet back with television. And Arsenio, if you remember, when he came out on television,
it was boom.
It was a breath of fresh air because not only were we seeing someone that looked similar to us, because he has his own look, but it looked like us. He literally had people on that we wanted to talk to, and he figured out a way to cut into the Johnny Carson lifestyle, which you realize made Johnny retire and Jay take over. It made David Letterman move from 12:30 to 11:30 and go to CBS, and they squoze him out. And then they try to tell Arsenio what and who he should have on a show when he was getting 3.5s and 3.2 at night. So Arsenio let that die off, and I think this next show coming back is going to be tremendous. And I'm not glad I didn't get my show when I was 32, but I'm 48 now, and I look 32, and I'd rather
He does look 32.
No, I'm talking about me. I now would rather say it again. No,
he looks 32.
Yeah. That's because I won't eat any dead animals, so my skin doesn't die. But anyway, we'll get into that health part anyway. I won't eat live animals either. And I think now I'm smarter, have a little bit a bigger chip on my shoulder, and so I have more to say. I have no chip on my shoulder, but I have more to say. I've lived life more. I went through a lot of things. So I think these shows are different. I make shows. I make reality shows. I literally try to go in and make a reality show about three positive black women, and they obviously wouldn't let me put it on the air.
Why? They want the fight? They really do. Do these producers, these networks, really want to see us fight?
No, the crowd wants to fight. And if anybody says they don't, and they think that's a bad image of black people, they need to watch Mob Wives because there's no black people on there, and they do the same thing. And then watch Jersey Shore. It has nothing. It's what I'm starting to realize nowadays. Race is gone in our society. For those people who say, no, racism still exists, are racist. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Everybody's stupid now. It's not just, and I don't mean that. Yes, I do mean it exactly like I said. Ignorance and intelligence. Mm-hmm. Haves and haves nots. This is the history. There is no more Soul Train. So there's no reason for us to learn our new dances because we have all the same music.
Right.
We have all the same style and culture. Remember when you came to Philly, you had a Philly fade. You went to New York, you had a Caesar. You come out here to Indiana, you didn't go out into the suburbs. You stayed out of the woods.
Right.
When you went to South Carolina, you had a different look. Everybody had a different culture and a different style. Now it's all marginalized. Mm-hmm. It's all in the same thing. Television, internet has and cell phones has brought us all together as one. There is no real different culture. And that's what integration has given us, but then it didn't seem like it gave us the best part of it because they put the worst part of us on TV so we can see it and see not how to change, but they emulate it. Mm. And that's why I said it runs into this thing. It's not black or white. Reverend Run came on, a black man married to a black woman, happily married, with a lot of children, wearing a band like a Catholic priest, speaking positivity. And they moved them off of television. Number one rated show at that time. Mm. They couldn't have that. It's going to take away. It was going to give a flow. So they moved them over to BET. They moved them over to this one. When it's positive, they move you around because it starts a wave. And they don't want totally that wave when it's easier to pay people for being doing things that are stupid than it is. If somebody comes in smart and says this is the way it's going to be and we're going to show a positive thing without forcing it, you got to pay them.
Is that some of the backlash that people give the president because that's a strong black family?
Oh, my goodness. The backlash they give the president. I mean, also, I love this show, Amos. Thank you very much. Make sure you come out and see Why Achievers and check me out on johnsally.com. It's called a slipped in tag. This is the trip about the president. They always going to talk about the president. Mm. They used to kill Bill Clinton. Oh, my goodness. Now they love him. Mm-hmm. They used to kill Bush. Bush show up. Now they love him. When you're in that position, you're the one that they throw tomatoes at. You have to understand that. You have to understand. And then first thing they did when they saw his, this is the craziest thing. I was watching The View the night after First Lady Michelle Obama eloquently spoke on stage at the Democratic Convention. And as they were talking about what she was saying and how she was, Barbara Walters said, the only thing they can talk about is her dress. And her arms are outside the dress. And I said, no, that's all you want to talk about and take focus right now. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, people are going to come at it. They see how, his daughters grew up in 4 years. They look like that in 4 years. They saw this person still keep a family going. Mm-hmm. See, the daughters are not doing things like taking the wrong pictures on Instagram and Twitter and doing things on Twitter. They see things are running pretty well, as we would see it. And they say, well, we said we want this image in Washington. Well, we have it.
Right.
They just didn't think it was, going to not have to tan.
And I think people forget throughout American history, all presidents have been dogged out.
Oh, yeah.
That's the part you forgot in high school history class.
Yeah. You have to talk about it. They're number one, king of the mountain. You got to talk about the one on the king on the mountain. That's just the way it is.
Do we get too sensitive on the criticism, or we got to learn to roll with it?
Amos, I think black people get sensitive because we got this thing about, shh, don't make me look bad in front of white folks. Mm-hmm. That's still the mentality. Like I said, if we know in certain churches who's gay in the church, mm-hmm. we know it. We see it. We know who it, but we act like we don't see it. Then when something happens that we find out to be unchristian, right. all of a sudden we think, oh, my goodness, how could that happen? Why did they put that in my – that's not the way it is. Mm-hmm. So I just say we're way too sensitive for no reason. We're sensitive over the dumb things.
He will be tonight, IUPUI, the student center. He may say a few things. But more importantly, he's going to lift up some young African-American – young people, part of the Y, the Urban Mission branch of the YMCA. You didn't think I could read upside down, did you? And it's sponsored by Eli Lilly's African American Network. That's the brothers and sisters that work down in Lilly. That make medicine.
Why do we keep separating everything?
Huh?
Why do we separate African American from American? But when we want things, we don't say African American, we just say American.
American.
Why don't we just say American? Why do I have to determine that I'm of African descent and American? Wait, this is going to be great for you. Okay. Why can't I just be an American? When I go to Europe, that blue passport, I'm an American. Yeah. When I go to Australia, those white women love Americans, from what I heard. So that's what I'm saying. We are lifting, and this is why I'm going to be back in Indiana 3-4 times a year. My friend Robin is a breast cancer survivor, and I'm coming back here with the different health products I have to help work it out. And we're going to then put together a system around it because I know cancer is a big thing in Indiana. And I'm just going to tell everybody in Indiana, I shouldn't have to fly to a city to connect to get here and then find out that we can't get enough money to put kids in college. It's 2012. I remember when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, it wasn't even a thought if I was going to go to college because I better go to college. Mm-hmm. Now, kids are wondering if they can get a rap concert and stand outside Puffy's house. That's not the way to do it. That's not the image and that's not the thought. So I'm telling everybody in this town, all you listeners and rah-rahs and wanting to say what's wrong, you need to step up and make things correct.
Come out tonight, corner of Michigan Street, University Place. Tickets are only $65. That's 13 subways.
That's one way of looking at it.
That's one way of looking at it. 13 subways. That is going to the movies three times.
It depends on who you're taking.
That's just by your – look, the ticket –
you go to movie by yourself, you're looking
for something. Ticket $10 and the popcorn and the drink is another $10. That's $20.
That's 20. Or you could not buy some medical marijuana that you guys are sneaking around buying in this town. You could not go get two bottles of Patron and sit there by yourself.
I don't know what that is. Oh, that okay. All right.
Yeah. Remember that moonshine you used to drink? They used to put the orange juice to it? That's what they do now. Okay. They drink tequila.
We saved on that. $65. Call now. The operator is standing by at 269-6065. 269-6065. 269-6065. Or you can go to the WISE website, which is www.ourcauseisyou.org. That's www.ourcauseisyou.org. John, you know, how come he ain't got a talk show
on
the radio?
It's coming.
How come he ain't got one?
That's Miss Hughes. That's Miss Hughes. She knows. She set me up.
Oh, am I gonna get an email from the home office about this?
She loves me. Miss Hughes, I love Kathy
Hughes.
You can
fill in for Al.
I don't like filling in. I like being.
Well, okay, you can do the show and Al can fill in for you.
That's what I'm trying to say. Alfred, give me my job back. I want a bigger check.
I'll mention that when I see him the first of the week.
Yeah.
He's coming through.
Yeah.
The one and only three-time NBA, four rings. Ain't wearing none of them. But he got four rings anyway.
That's so that wasn't worth nothing to me no more.
Brother John Sally, honor and privilege to meet you.
Thank you very much,
Andy. Now, the candidate for surveyor got to follow this.
Oh.
But I have faith in him. Coming up, Jeff Condi, who is the Republican candidate for Marion County Surveyor, he's in the House. All that and more, plus your first hearing of the new Public Safety Director, Troy Riggs. This afternoon's with Amos after these.